Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the most underrated holiday of them all, Labor Day. Poor baby, it gets less respect than a MAGA hat at a Bernie Sanders rally, like a super soaker at a Northern Idaho gun show, or a chocolate chip cookie in the Great British Bake Off. Probably got something to do with being the seasonal signpost for closing the door on summer and staring down that long, cold hallway to the deep, dark heart of winter. The first Monday of September means all the fun has expired and a big dollop of dreary is in the offing. The last pair of swim trunks has been worn and corduroy jackets are being pulled out of boxes from the basement. Time to take down the screens and chop a cord of wood. What we tend to forget is the meaning of Labor Day, 24 hours that we set aside to honor not the dead, but the living. It's a calendar conundrum to celebrate what it is that we do for a living by taking the day off. Just one day out of 365 for the 9-to-5 heroes that keep this country humming so that they can sit back and relax. To hang with families and friends before squaring our shoulders and getting back to the job of earning a living and carving out the future. So happy Labor Day, everybody. Have a great one. Tap a keg. Char some hot dogs. Because this ain't no champagne and caviar kind of holiday. This is for everyone. Blue collar, white collar, and no collar. Anyone who's busting their butt to put some food on the table and cover a mortgage with maybe a little leftover for a 10-year-old's birthday party featuring an appearance by some teenager dressed as Spider-Man. Hey, it's a gig. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.